Hello and welcome to the DVCA show. Today's episode is the first on a new series that we are launching in the 2025-26 season, and that is our Women in Cricket series. We're going to be talking to women who've been involved in the DVCA in all sorts of positions, be it for a brief amount of time or for a long amount of time. And we are kickstarting this series by talking to Ella Rushton from the Eltham Cricket Club. Ella, thank you for joining us today on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Ella, you are finding yourself in your third season playing cricket at Eltham. Can you talk to us about how your career has been since you started a couple of years back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, look, it was a bit of a rocky start to begin with, you know. We were lucky enough to field a women's team 4 years ago. And originally they asked me to come on board and I said no. I said, you know, I've watched cricket, I know cricket pretty well, but just kind of wasn't that keen on bit of a cruel sport sometimes.
Can be, absolutely.
Absolutely. But then I think it was our third game in the season and the girls were going to be short if they didn't have another player. So they asked me, they still refer to me as ring in to this day, but
yeah, it can be a cruel sport. There you
yeah,
go.
Definitely.
Before you even play, it's cruel.
So yeah, we played that game at Greensboro, and you know, walking out to bat, I was bricking it a little bit, but made 16 runs and took my first catch, and from then on, I was hooked. Couldn't get enough.
And developing more as a bowler now as you enter your third season.
Oh, hopefully we'll see about that. Not sure. Might need a bit more practice in that.
Oh, it's an awfully finicky, technical. Yeah. You speak cruel again, but I would argue as a bowler that bowling is far crueler than batting.
Definitely.
No batters say, well, look, you have one misjudgment and you're out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, it's a quick death. Mm-hmm. Bowling is slow torture if you're not getting it right.
Yeah, definitely can be a long over for sure.
So the women's program still finding consistency in terms of fixturing and in terms of the teams you are playing against. What's that been like in a competition where you can find yourself just popping down the road or going to the other side of the DVCA and sometimes further mm-hmm. to play?
Yeah, look, it can. Sometimes you play against girls you've played against before, and sometimes you could be walking into a game not really knowing what to expect, which can be a little bit challenging when, especially, you know, we're only in our fourth season, so we don't really have a lot of cricket knowledge behind us as well, you know, as opposed to a senior men's side where a lot of the players have played since a really young age. A lot of our players have really just come on board and started playing cricket in the last few years. So yeah, that's been a little bit tricky, but you know, we still get out there and show up at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning and still enjoy it all together.
What has the support from Eltham been like in the early days of having a senior women's program?
Look, so much support, especially from a lot of the senior players, a lot of support behind the committee. You know, Nicole Waldron was just an absolute legend in getting this team up and running, and she really fought for us and fought for the team. And we've really received heaps of, you know, knowledge from so many different players, and that's been really a godsend to us, you know, a group of women who might not know that much about cricket. But, you know, as I said, we still show up, and we've been really lucky. And, you know, you can go to a selection night on a Thursday night and you look around and the room's full, and we now have a table of women's cricketers as well, which is, you know, really just a testament to what a great club that we're a part of.
So that growth that's now got a stable women's team behind mm-hmm. it, how are you going about supporting that junior pathway into mm-hmm. seniors?
Yeah.
Is it, how's it been getting girls to come and play cricket?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been pretty lucky. I think there's, you know, a bit of motherly influence. We've got three mother-daughter duos in our team, so that's been great, myself included. You know, my mum was the one that got me involved, so that's been wonderful as well.
So with that women's senior program now stable enough for a full side 11, 14, 16 players, How's the junior pathway development going? Are you finding girls who are really keen to come along and play as well?
Yeah, definitely. So we've been lucky enough this year we'll actually field a junior girls team for the first time since 2018.
Yep.
So that's been a real positive for us so that younger girls or juniors do have that pathway to senior cricket. If, you know, they're getting up and about cricket, that's great. There's a chance for them to then develop into senior players. But, you know, we're really focused on developing this girls' side at the moment. And it's something we're really excited about.
Beautiful. So any tips for clubs out there who are looking for a way to improve something like recruitment, mm-hmm. ways to run a girls' program? What are the important things to bear in mind?
I think just really having an open mind and understanding that, as I said earlier, there's, you know, a lot of girls who have never played cricket before in their lives and they might have watched cricket and enjoyed cricket but have never picked up a bat a day in their life or a cricket ball. So I think something like that would just be really understanding a bit of inclusivity and making sure that they have that, you know, camaraderie in a team, having yep. people that can support them. Like, we've been so lucky to have our captain, Nicole, be such a supportive person in anyone that wants to come on board. And, you know, having that support has been something that I think has definitely helped our team remain really excited about cricket.
So what are the hopes for the season ahead? If we had this same conversation mm-hmm. mid-March, what would yep. you love to be able to tell me?
I mean, you know, you can dream big, but, you know, I'd just like to see the same group of girls finish together and, you know, have a great season where we all get out and really enjoy ourselves. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You can dream big on flags and all of that. But I think at this stage, just making sure that, you know, people stay excited about it, people stay keen and, you know, just really. And really having that women's team excitement.
Well, Ella, best of luck for the season ahead, not just for yourself, but for the Eltham Women's Program as a whole.
Thank you.
Remember, more people, more cricket, more often.